It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins. Live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike, the primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk Orange and White on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And welcome to Cougar Corner. If we can get Brian Barrett out of the area, we can go ahead and have this show. Brian Stewart joins me.
Three-way.
Yeah, why don't you join us sometime, Brian? Two Brians are better than one.
That's right.
Sometimes. Depends on who the other Brian is. Brian Stewart joins me. And, Coach, a lot to talk about here on Cougar Corner this morning. And I know maybe the good, the bad, and the ugly would maybe the way it needs to be kind of titled. But you had a lot of good.
We did.
I know you had to – we were just – actually, we'd report to the score last night during the game, and we'd go, yes, you know, and here we go, you know. And at halftime, we're still looking good. Third quarter still looking good. But that fourth quarter didn't work your way.
Fourth quarter didn't go our way. And, you know, our kids played so hard, and I thought we were very ready to play. And, you know, I thought we should have put more points on the board in the first half. Had some opportunities that we didn't capitalize on. But then fourth quarter, when you give up 21 in the fourth, I mean, anybody who – if you don't know anything about football, you can say that one team's tired and one team's not. And, you know, if we can find a way to get ourselves in a bit better condition, I mean, we've got some kids out, just a few, and, you know, we do play a lot of young kids, and that's no excuse. We still got to go out there, and those freshmen got to play, those 10th graders got to play. But when we get tired, you know, especially when you've got a running back like Ezell's got that's really fast and got the breakaway speed, and, you know, when you – as we were watching film last night, as you talk about gap integrity on defense, when you get one gap that's not filled and then one person, you know, doesn't do their job because maybe they just took a playoff or they're tired, and then next thing you know, it's a long touchdown run or it's a big gain, and they gashed us pretty good, you know, in the fourth quarter.
You talked about missed opportunities. Does that affect, though, I guess, on, they scored 21, but if you could put a few more points on the board mentally, well, that's got to help, I guess.
I can't remember the kid's name. Number 21, he plays quarterback and plays running back. We came up and made a big hit on him, and he kind of limped off the field, and he's hurt. And we had them pinned pretty deep. If we get the ball back score out there, who knows? He may stay on the sideline for the rest of the game. And it is a big mental picture that you paint, you know, and that's something our kids, they're getting there. I mean, I thought we were excited last night to play, but I got to keep that excitement when I'm tired. I got to keep that excitement when adversity comes. And, you know, you could tell as, you know, when we were up 13-12 and then they scored, okay, we got a chance right here. So we're driving down, and then I think we threw a pick, and you know, the balloon gets deflated, and then all of a sudden it gets a little – and, you know, you got to keep fighting. You got to continue to fight, and that's a learning process. That's something we're getting better at, but at the same time, you know, we're not there yet, but we're getting there. And, like, so many positives to look at. I mean, Tanner Green was a freshman, played running back last night, had a touchdown, did some good things.
You really moved – spread the ball out, too.
We did. A lot of people touched it in different ways. I mean, Wynn had a big night, catches. Oakley had some catches. You know, we had other guys that touched the ball and you know, got to make catches in tough situations, and that's a tough thing to do. You know, every week when we practice, I mean, we don't get to go against another team. You know, it'd be nice if I could bring in somebody that we could go against, because our younger guys that don't play and they're our scout team guys, I mean, it's hard for them sometimes to give us the look that we need, and we don't necessarily get it. And then when you get out there in a game and all of a sudden somebody's really, you know, putting a helmet on you or really physical with you, it's an adjustment. We want practice to be a little bit tougher so the games are easy, and we're finding out that, you know, we get in the game and it's a little tough and we're not responding to it like we should. If we can just learn to respond to what takes place in the game and handle those situations, which we're getting that great experience, but, you know, we want to put some W's on the board and feel good and get that – I've heard all these other coaches talk about having some confidence. Well, we need some confidence. And as they watch film during the – you know, we sit there and we point out last week, I was like, all right, guys, here, we pop it up there. Here's the good plays. And here's the plays we got to work on. And you want them to feel good about that, but there's nothing makes you feel any better than a W. Nothing. And we need one. And it's going to be tough for us to get one. Cascade's a great football team, and they're 2-0, and, you know, it's difficult.
You know, you got the lead. You led 7-6 at half, and that had to be good in itself.
It was. I don't think we were down, of course, last year at Mount Juliet Christian. We got our only win last year. We were down, and, you know, it looked pretty bleak. So we went in at half with a lead. That's a first. First time in my short time here, and then we come out in the third quarter and we take our opening drive and we go score. That's confidence in itself. Now, go make the other team go 3-and-out. And the 6 points they got after we score the first touchdown in the second quarter there to go up 7-0, we kick off and they return a kickoff for a touchdown. You can't do that.
Yeah.
That's just killed your momentum that you did have. What if we go make them go 3-and-out and get stick it in 14-0? But, you know, ifs and buts, candy nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Well, it's and you really can't. I don't know. As a coach, it's kind of hard to, okay, guys, we scored. This is a really, really a plus, but you can't really look at it to them because you're wanting the win, and that's what you want them to be hungry for that win, too, not just to settle for, okay, well, we scored first.
Well, we discussed that all week. You know, I didn't think, you know, Monday was a pretty good practice. Tuesday and Wednesday, I didn't think was a very good practice, and it was more me barking at them to let's get after it. And I said, it doesn't matter how bad I want it; it's how bad that you want it, and how much you're willing to come out every day and work really, really hard. And we had some good moments where we worked hard, and we would start practice kind of dismal, but we would end it strong. And we had some of those days. And winning on Friday night depends on what you do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we're learning that. And some of the guys have still got to learn that. And they're trying. They're doing the best they can. We're getting better. We're making progress. There'll be a lot of things that we can go in there Monday and talk about how well we did and what we did great. And that's something to build on. But at the same time, and I told them after the game, I said, guys, I said, you know, the old cliche, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all. And we're tired. I don't care about blocking that guy anymore. When I'm tired, I don't want to run that route. When I'm tired, I don't focus on that catch. When I'm tired, I don't feel like chasing that guy that's got that ball. And you got to.
Yeah, your arm tackle, that kind of thing.
I mean, you know, they were getting a push, and we're just kind of up there. It's like we just want to play touch football. We just want to touch you instead of drive you and put you down. I mean, we forced turnovers in the first half. I don't think we forced a turnover the second half. Those are the type of things that we got to do.
And another cliche that I know a lot of coaches, you know, what you hear, but it really is true in this case. You got to play four. I mean, you got to play four quarters.
You do, and we've talked about competing for four quarters, and, hey, for three quarters, I think we competed really well. And there were some bright spots in the fourth quarter. I thought Chris Collins, you know, he's a kid that's a senior that's playing defensive tackle this year, played center, and he had a big fourth quarter and played with some energy. But, you know, as I'll go back and we'll watch that film, I mean, there were some times that we didn't play with energy. And, you know, we waited. I mean, why are you waiting now to the fourth quarter to have a little energy? I needed in that third quarter. And those are some things we watch on film and we see it. But I want our kids to understand, and they're getting there, is the fact that just that one bright, like last night, I'm sitting there watching film, and as I talked about the gap integrity, and one guy decides, well, you know, I'm slanting to this hip of this tackle, or whatever, and I maintain this gap. Man, I'll stand up this play and just relax a minute, and that's exactly where they run the football. And it's funny how it just finds that weak point. And, you know, that's why it's the ultimate team sport. You got to do your job. You got to do your job. You got to be physical, and you got to run to the football. I mean, offensively, you know, we did some good things. Yes, we got to do a better job blocking the line of scrimmage and being able to run the football. And you know, when you know Zach Brandon, our starting running back, he's out with a shoulder injury. Thought he was going to be back, but it was bothering him too bad to even try to play, and he's got to get it checked again Monday. So we go to our core of – we got a couple of freshmen running back, and we just kind of use them sparingly, you know, mix them up. But we had two screen plays that were set up perfectly. We got numbers. I mean, when we roll out and we throw it back over there, I mean, it's nothing but green grass and daylight. And we drop it. We had two drops on screen, and, you know, those are the things that – if you catch it, who knows what happens?
Well, tell me a little bit about Hoffbauer. I know you're pretty
happy. Yeah, I was wanting to mention that. You know, he had one interception is a tip ball. It's a tip ball. I mean, and it was a tough catch for us to make, but, I mean, it was a tip ball pick. And last night I shouldn't have called the play. I mean, I take full responsibility for that, and it was the last play of the game. And, you know, I want to move the ball. And we call a go route, and he throws it up, and – guy just, you know, the guy runs over and makes a great pick on it. That was, I'll take that one. The other one was, it was a questionable call. It looked like the guy's out of bounds. And, you know, you can't, the guy who had the best view, he turned to the other official and said, I'll let you make the call. And of course, his angle's going to look like, well, we're going to give it to him. So I thought he threw the ball. I mean, he was 12 of 25. I don't know exactly how many yards, but I mean, Justin Wynn had 91 yards on five catches. Oakley had three catches on 51 yards. So I don't know exactly how many yards he threw for, but he threw the ball well early, did a good job of it. We worked really hard this week on reading the defense and what they were in and making adjustments. And, you know, thought he did a – he's still not played the best football game yet that he wants to, and he's really hard on himself, but he is one of the toughest football players I've ever coached. And not a big kid, but what a tremendous heart. I mean, he takes a hit. I mean, he's taking a lot of hits. He gets right back up every time.
It's just tough on a kid. I'm glad to see him that he had a good ball game because you know it may be tougher on the quarterback than anybody did it, I guess.
People look at three picks and say, "Oh man, he had three picks," but not in the least.
And when the team is struggling or you know wins are hard to come by, the quarterback's always the first guy they look at.
We were standing on the field and the game was over, and the kids you know going inside and all the coaches stand there and we were all. I was like, we could sit here and point at a lot of different things and you know. Well, we didn't do this. We didn't, like I said, the offensive line blocked a line of scrimmage, and we didn't tackle very well. You know, I watched our secondary sometimes coming up and had a chance to make a tackle, and we just kind of go up there hoping, praying somebody else to tackle them so I don't have to. And you can't do that. We've got to be in better shape, and we're not in very good shape for some reason. And, you know, I guess you can blame that on me. But we have got to find a way to play for four quarters. And those kids, you know, last week I thought we played – I don't know how many quarters we played last week. I don't think it was three. I know it wasn't three. It may not have been two. But this week we played three. And so we're close. Can we compete for four quarters? And if we do, we're going to – because last night we proved that we can win. We can win when we compete and when we get after it. And so, hey, we're going to keep trying, keep working at it.
How are you on the injury front? I know you mentioned one there. Have you stayed mainly injury-free? Because, you know, that was a huge problem for you last year.
Well, Zach had a shoulder problem.
Right.
And it's his other shoulder. And so he's got bad shoulders, obviously. But hopefully he's going to be back. Depends on what the doctor says. Justin Wynn kind of got I think he sprained his MCL last night. He's going to be fine. A sprain is good on that, and he'll be okay. Nick Merritt, another freshman who played really well last night, but he was kind of starry-eyed. Last night after the game's over, I'm like, Nick, look at me, eyes on me. I didn't know he had it. I mean, but he was dizzy and had the symptoms, so he'll have to get checked. So that's probably why he was looking off into space last night as I was talking. I said, Nick, eyes on me, boss, I'm talking, you know. And he was looking up into the sky, into the night. I'm like, well, I didn't know. I said, somebody should have told me.
My bell got rung a little.
His bell got rung, but, you know, Bryson Hamrick was, we thought he might miss this week, but he was cleared to play, and he got in play. I forget how many plays last night, and he's fine. So the injury bug is not near what it was last year, and we'll keep knocking on wood and praying and rubbing our rabbit's foot and praying that we stay healthy. So I think for the most part, if we can – I hope we have everybody. We're going to need everybody Friday night. Cascade's got a great football team there, 2-0 riding high. Kenny Parker does a great job. So
they're kind of perennial, always in there, aren't they?
Well, I mean, they got athletes. Yeah. They got plenty of numbers, and they got kids that can play. And, I mean, you know – that's the thing about last night. There were some kids. I mean, we cramped up a little bit, and we got tired. And I looked out there, and I'm like, are you kidding? Look out there. We got a kid who's, you know, Jake Fuhrer is a kid. He came from Smyrna High School, never played any football before. And he's out there playing defensive end. I said, I wish you'd look at that. Now, here's a kid who showed up and got a uniform, and all of a sudden he said, look at this. This one's like, look at this. Right, the lights are on. The band's playing. I'm playing football.
You know, you're in such a unique situation because you told me about every kid that you've mentioned that came in is a freshman or a sophomore.
Hey, you got four seniors.
Yeah.
And all four of those guys play and contribute. And five juniors, six juniors, I think. I mean, we're all young. I mean, and everybody every week listens to me talk and talks about how young we are. And I guess we're going to grow up. And we are. And those kids play. But it's like I grabbed a couple of those 10th. I grabbed Austin Melton last night as he came off the field. And I was like, boss, I said, you have to be a leader on defense for me. I said, I got to have somebody out there that's going to get in our guys' face a little bit and say, guys, we got to make a stop now. We got to strip the football. we got to bow our necks. I said, nobody's talking. We're just standing out there. I said, we've got, and you know, you try to instill in those guys, you know what? I do have to lead. I'm the guy that's got to do something and say something because they're all waiting on everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking around to go, well, who's going to lead us? I mean, Coach Stewart ain't out there on the field on Friday nights. I'd love to line up with him. I think I could cover at least two gaps. And but, you know, if I lay down, maybe three. But I can't be out there with them. They got to – and somebody has to be, you know.
And even though they're young, they got to step up. It doesn't matter how old you are. You've got to step up if you've got the ability to do that.
You reminisce about your players. And, I mean, I think about all the good teams that I've had. And you always had somebody who got people going. Me and Coach Fowler, Clay helped me. And I mean, he played for me at Jackson Christian. He just – all he kept talking about on defense last night was Seth Doyle. Seth Doyle was a kid that played – Jackson Christian, and he was amazing. I'll never forget going to a quarterfinal game, and on the way to the game, he has handwritten letters to every senior on the bus.
Wow.
Now, do you not think that would inspire you? Yeah. And that's the kind of person he was. And we got to have that type of electricity and chemistry, and got to have a leader, man. You got to have a stud horse out there who's going – I call them buck stallions. You got to have a buck stallion that's going to lead the way.
It has a voice and it will take charge.
That's right. Yeah. My voice is gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach, good luck with you to Cascade. In our last few minutes, of course, you've joined us here as the co-host of the Cougar Corner Scoreboard. Now, when we get to basketball season, I don't know if you're going to be able to come in and do the show, but we may get to – you can call us occasionally.
I'd love to.
Help do the scoreboard. Because there's good things going on at Middle Tennessee Christian School. And again –
We got to praise that middle school football team.
We were talking about last night, too.
Double overtime, baby.
Yeah, and we were talking – you know, we had three quarters of good football last night. And quite honestly, I take that as a huge positive for your program.
No doubt about it.
You can look at the final score all you'd like. And I know you coaches make us, you know, never happy. But we here were tickled and just excited about the program. And looks like it's going in the right direction.
There
so, but you had junior high football, two overtimes.
That's right.
All right, and they beat Westwood 20-14. This club looking pretty good, isn't it? This junior high.
They
team.
Do. They look real. And what I tell you, they play with a lot of intensity, a lot of heart. They got a lot of kids. You know, they're not very big, but I'm telling you, man, they pack a wallet when they come. Joseph Peck, of course, our quarterback. He's so athletic and just proud to have. I mean, he's the kind of kid that, you know, it might be a busted play or a bad snap, and he picks it up and goes 65 yards. You can't coach that.
No,
you got it or you don't. But I was so proud the way our kids. Westwood is huge. Mm-hmm. Their linemen in eighth grade are bigger than any of mine. I mean, they're huge, and our kids played so well and did such a great job. I mean, they took the football and drove it the length of the field on us. We forced a fumble. We drive it the length of the field and score. I mean, they kept the football Westwood for the whole first quarter. We never touched it.
Wow.
Didn't touch it.
Wow.
So, I mean, that tells you what kind of team they got.
In volleyball, you had a win against Mount Juliet Christian, lost to Lighthouse, and took a tough loss to Central Magnet, their varsity team. Tuesday, the 21st, the JV had a loss, and but they did have some assists from Keegan Reeves. Diggs, you know what Diggs are.
Oh, absolutely.
You
know. Yeah, I got to watch a little bit of that when I came out of practice, walked in my classroom, run in the gym, and I got to watch a little bit of the JV volleyball game.
Heather Farrar with five, and most kills, Morgan Mason with five. Most blocks, Brianna McDaniel. You need to come out and watch these kids. This is good stuff. And on Thursday against the varsity, another loss, but now we're playing varsity players. Some of these This Central Magnet team is pretty good, too.
Yep, they are.
And the JV did win 25-14 and 25-4. Now we go to switch to golf, and you're a golfer. I know you are.
Absolutely.
No? Yeah, you are a golfer?
I'd love to, but I don't have time
to
play.
Yeah, okay. But 300-yard drive, I know, in your vocabulary.
I can drive and I can putt.
There you go. It's the other part in between.
You might as well just give me a driver, a 7-iron, and a putter, and that's all I need.
One over Watertown, and the scoring is a little different because the high score loses. So Middle Tennessee Christian School won on their battle against Watertown. Baron Corley shot a 42. Trey Lashley, 43. Ian Harper, 45. These are some awfully good scores. Thursday against Webb and Eagleville. I think that's a combination,
right.
Isn't it? That looked like another win as well.
Absolutely.
188 to 185.
Coach Berkey got the magic touch.
He's got it, hadn't he? Baron Corley again with a 43. Ian Harper with a 43. So good week for the golf. golf team. And high school girls soccer, they split. One beat Carnival's 3-1, and then lost to Community 3-1. So identical scores, but hats off to Ashlyn Wilkerson and Aaron Jennings in that game against Cornersville. And looking back down, we're going to go down to junior high volleyball. A win and two losses in the week, and then junior high girls soccer, a loss and a win, 500 for them. They lost to Thurman Francis, but beat Goodpasture 2-0 in girls soccer. A lot of things going on. We don't think about it, do we, when it's football season?
I got one more that going on. You know, my Jamie Carver, he helps football. He's assistant football coach, associate head baseball coach. Thursday night, he bowled. Are you ready for this? He went bowling. His cousin's getting married days in the wedding, but they were having like a little bowling night Thursday night. He bowls 214 the first game. Bowls 242 the second game. Third game, 299.
Wow.
One pin away. And he's on the last roll, 10th frame. And he hits it. I mean, it's perfect crowd. It's 180, 200 people around him. They're going nuts. And the fourth pin, like somebody nails it. It wobbles and stops.
$299.
I told Coach, I called him Kingpin. I said, our bowling coach better look out. Coach Carver will be coming to hit.
I know he'll be coming. Yeah, I know it. Boy, that's pretty
so
amazing.
So shout out to Coach Carver today. Great job. $299.
Next week's games, golf versus Friendship, high school volleyball versus Fayetteville City, junior high girls soccer versus Thurman Francis, and then high school volleyball at Tullahoma Christian on the 28th. All that coming up, and, of course, a big matchup. You're going to Cascade, is that right?
Hey, we don't play another home game for a month.
That's right. I believe you told me that. That's right.
We're on the road again, baby.
Yeah. Well, continued good luck.
Appreciate it.
Keep it going. And I tell you what, they fight hard. Just got to get it for four quarters, and you got it.
We're going to get it.
All right. Brian Stewart,
thanks
as always.
So much.
Appreciate it very much. And Cedar Bucket wants to thank him. He brought a truckload of people in here today. That was your family today?
I got my mom and dad, my brother, my niece, my wife, my two girls. We all came. I mean, my daddy, when he comes to town, he's like, I want to go over to that Bucket place now. I want to go over there and eat.
There you
he
go.
Loves it.
Yeah.
We're old country people, so we like all this good country cooking over there.
Well, you need to come tonight now. They have Italian night.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's right.
You're going to have a lot of Italian food. And I don't know if you got Italian blood in you, but
Mr. Antes will be here.
If you're like me, you like the spaghetti and meatballs.
Let me tell you, hey, if it's food, I like it.
There you
tell?
Go. Well, me too. Brian Stewart, head coach of the Cougars, Middle Tennessee Christian School, and they play Cascade away this Friday night. And that's going to do it for Cougar Corner, and I want to thank Judy Coach for the scoreboard as always, and Brian Baird as usual, and don't forget to join us at 2, make that 3:45 this afternoon. It'll be the pregame show, and then Riverdale and Louisville Ballard, that takes place at 4 o'clock Central Daylight Time here on WGNS. For Brian Baird, this is John Dinkins and Cougar Corner. So long, everybody. Stay tuned for the Rutherford Home Show.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS. E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's e1auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the orange and white of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.